What up, what up, what up? What's up, everybody? Hope you guys are waking up early. Welcome to Monday, everybody, for the 2nd of August, 2021. It's your boy, Temprovise. That did not chill out. But anyway, hope everybody's good. What's been happening? Man, what a busy week it's been. Yeah, I just want to check in. You know, this is the third episode, so... you know, they say if you could do things 7 times in a row, then it becomes, you know, like, especially on the podcast side of things, when you do 7 in a row, that means you're a legit thing, right? So I'm on 3 at the moment. I've got another 4 to go. But no, hope everybody's had an awesome, relaxing week. I know that it's, we're past halfway through, we're past winter, you know. Winter is it's kind of here, it's kind of not. Man, in Auckland, it's been real funny in terms of the weather. See, Auckland winters, like what we think is cold, is actually not even that cold. So I'm a little bit worried when we move. I'm worried that we're gonna move, and I'm gonna freeze my shit off. But yes, hope everybody, what's everybody been up to? This week, we're going to talk around, we're going to talk about the Olympics. The Olympics have been really, at the start, when the Olympics first started, I really didn't give a shit, hey? Like, I was like, the Olympics started, there's no tall blacks in there. Valerie, we know Valerie's going to show up, and she did today. But, yeah, I really didn't care. I don't know if that's just me. I don't know if that's just me being a piece of shit and not being very patriotic to the New Zealand flag. But, I was like, okay, it's happening. But it's little by little, I'm starting to get the Olympic fever. Okay, a little bit different to the jungle fever, but I'm getting there. And I'll tell you who did it for me, okay? I really didn't give a shit until I started watching the rugby sevens. Okay, watching our amazing Wahine Toa tear it up and get the gold medal in the weekends. What an inspirational! It's just cool. And when I think about it, like 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, there was hearty disrespect. Oh. I don't want to say disrespect. I just think, like, the inequalities that went on with the difference between, you know, pay is obviously a big thing, but it's really cool. It's really quite a cool thing to see that these amazing wahine have gone out and really destroyed the game. But with humbleness, with... just trying to build the game up, and I love it, man. When they did their haka, I was just like, damn, this is it. I really hope that this opens the eyes up to the rugby funding people, New Zealand sport, things like that. Because yo, if you think about it, some of these All Blacks probably getting paid more than the whole team, like, put together. Shout outs also to Ruby Tui. Ruby Tui is a national treasure, and she did this, she did an interview with the BBC, and it was pretty interesting because she was like, BBC, and she was gonna, and she said, better be careful. I was like, damn, that could have gone down a different path right there. That BBC could have been a different BBC. And we could have been in trouble at that time. But Ruby came through in the clutch and, just represented us in a way that, oh, man, like, well, just what a cool chick. I remember one time I was on, I did a podcast with Danny, who's her partner. And I said, she came in and I said, okay, to be a queer. And she gave me this look like, who the fuck are you? She gave me this look like, who's this guy speaking Māori? Who's this fella speaking Māori to me? But anyway, it was all goods. She was all goods after that. Valerie out here. Valerie out here doing what she does best. Valerie Adams got that bronze, but her story's another one, man. Like, think about that for a second, right? What? Holy shit. She goes away for, you know, all that. She dominates the world stage. You know, goes away, starts her whānau, and just gets straight back on the horse. Just straight back on it. And comes back and absolutely kills it from the start. Yeah, Dame Valerie Adams is an inspiration too. And it was cool because Wishy? She was there too, and what a crazy thing that would have been. You know, you look up, and I think, like, the commentator said, like, she was 5 years old when Val first had her first Olympics. You know, that's crazy to think that I think she was 22. You know, like, yeah, 17 later, years later, she's, like, rubbing shoulders with some of the best in the world, and also her idol that she grew up idolizing is right there, and she did really well too. But man, Valerie Adams is another national treasure. But I think this is the coolest thing with the Olympics this time, is that our wahine are killing it. And you know, it's always kind of been, but in saying that, it's kind of always been like that. Like Barbara Kendall and Susan Devoy and all of these kind of real, I mean, yeah, you got your John Walkers and you got all these, you know, these old school dudes. But, you know, we've always had a really strong contingent of wahine that go out and dominate the competition, you know. And it's really cool to see. But shout-outs to Dame Valerie Adams. It's shout-outs to the whole Rugby Sevens team for holding it down. Holding it down, B.O.B. And I just think that's cool. And then the soccer dudes, yo, hey, also shout outs to the soccer team too. They lost to Japan on penalties, of course. Yeah, but they've done really well too. I'm really gutted that there's no Tall Blacks team in here, eh? Yeah. I actually want to get down and understand how all of that shit worked out. Because I think it was I'll talk to some of the bros that know. But yeah, I just think would have been cool, man. It would have been really cool. But so much more to go in the Olympics. I'm looking forward to the finals of the basketball. I'm looking forward to see how Team USA go. Last time I mentioned Team USA, I put this podcast out, and then the next morning they lost to France. So I must be some bad news. I don't know. Yeah. Japan also is a beautiful place. I know. If you listen to my podcast, you're probably just like, bro, shut up about Japan. Why don't you just marry Japan? Why don't you just do it like that? Maybe I will. Maybe I fucking will. Okay? Maybe I might. Don't judge me because I love Japan and the egg sandwiches. Yo, those egg sandwiches, though. I go on and on about the egg sandwiches, eh? The egg sandwiches in Japan. Mwah. Mwah. Delicioso. That's not Japanese, but yeah. Anyway, what else did I get up to? Oh, yo, no. This is what I was supposed to kick off the show with. You know, I was supposed to kick off the show with the Dawn Raid apology. That happened, today. It's 10 o'clock at night time on a Sunday. But it happened today, or yesterday, if you're listening to this on Monday, which you will be. Yeah, it was... Listen, I always have, I have this bone in my body that's like critical of everything, okay? I'm always searching for something to be critical about. I'm that guy, you know, long overdue, don't get me wrong. But I just feel, so if you didn't watch it, they had this ifunga, which is like it's a ceremony for forgiveness and things like that, which is normally, like, I've read, like, and please, like, don't take my word for gospel, because there is no part of me that is knowledgeable here except for what I read on social media, okay? So that's not very viable. That's not a viable selection of information for me to be spreading out here. But allegedly, see, if I say allegedly in front of anything, it's all goods. Like, I'm like, well, allegedly, okay, but allegedly, it's for really serious, and I would love to get corrected if I'm wrong, really serious crimes, and it takes a while. Like, it takes a long, it's a long period of you know, kind of trials for forgiveness in Samoa. But yeah, she went through that, and yeah, so I gotta give it to her though. She really, really put in the mahi, and you could tell that Jacinda was very sincere in what she was doing. You could say it was a photo opportunity, or you could also say that she was like, it wasn't really, she was like activating things. Is that the word? So she was like, yo, we're going to do this. But, you know, like reparations wise, for nearly 50 years, you know, there was nothing. So yeah, it's hard to make a play on this, but at the same time, yo, and she got up and her speech at the start was fully in Samoan, which, you know, that's crazy that somebody that does not even speak a lick of Samoan, and her pronunciation was better, like was good. It was better than, you know, some of the other shit, some of the stuff I hear. That shows that she cared, you know? And I respect it. I fucking respect it. That's some good shit. You gotta be real with that. That's some good shit. She could have easily been like, she could have easily been like, hey, my cousin is Samoan, so Talofa. Fucking. Where was she too? Where was Judith? I mean, Judith. Where was she? Where was Judith Collins? I bet she was at home with her. And isn't her husband's like a real kind of up there Samoan chief kind of a dude. So he should have been there. Shit. But like I said, it's a long time coming. The 70s were not, for those that do not know what the Dawn Raids were or what happened in the 70s, a lot of people, in the 50s, the colonizers, as Beast Mode would say, the colonizers would, they were looking for cheap labor, pretty much. So they went to the islands and they said, hey, would you be interested, if you come over to New Zealand, we can give you opportunity, and we can pay you to work in our factories, and fuck, they did, and they came through, and they were great for society. And then when there was a bit of a depression, you know, they tried to send them all back, and they, meaning the Labour government, so yeah, they were looking to send the overstayers back, and they would wake them up in the craziest hours of the mornings and try to deport them, and it caused a lot of pain and a lot of heartache and hardship for generations. Like, systemically, it created a real kind of nasty undertone of racism in New Zealand that still goes on today, you know? One thing that pissed me off too, though, about it was I was watching Phil Goff he was in the crowd. Every time the camera panned to him, he was on his phone. What a dick. Straight up. You couldn't just get off your phone? Like, I think it was like an hour and a half ceremony. You couldn't put your fucking phone away, bro? Like, these people have dealt with people not listening to them, not wanting to understand their side of things. And the bro's just on his phone on fucking some fucking Candy Crush doing some shit. Every time, like, it's not just the once thing. Yeah, it was funny because Spike, shout out to Spike, he put it on his Twitter. And I go, what the fuck, man? Then I watched it on the Herald YouTube. And, bro, they'd pan back, he'd be on it again. And that shit fucks. Yo, hey, if you can't put your phone down for something as important as this shit, then it just shows that you don't care. Like, we got Jacinda out here learning Psalm 1. Well, you know, learning the pronunciation of Psalm 1, going through the whole process and owning up to the ugliness of what happened probably before she was born. Like, it had nothing to do with her, but she was a representation of the party that kind of started all this. And then the bros out here playing fucking Candy Crush. Like, I just don't get that. You're supposed to be setting a great example for, diversity in New Zealand. In Auckland City, you're the Auckland City mayor. You're out here playing fucking Candy Crush. God damn. Taking pictures. Checking some snaps. Checking out anything that's on the Facebook marketplace. But the bro's out here. And yo, Michael Jones, actually, it was funny though. Michael Jones was sitting next to him, the great Iceman. You know, one of Samoan's finest to ever grace the field. Michael Jones should have knocked the shit out of his ass. Should have gone like, bro, what the fuck are you up to, Keith? You better put your phone away, G. If I come over here, ice your face. Ice that nose off. Boom! In your mouth. Anyway, Phil Goff makes me angry. Shit. I don't even really know Phil Goff that well, but he pisses me off. Like, this is his face. He's got the same kind of face as old Richards. What's his fucking name? Mark Richardson. That we talked about last week. It was funny that we talked about that last week. And then I replied to a tweet from Has Beats. He said exactly what I said. This motherfucker looked like he wants to get punched. He's the same kind of dude. There's a couple of people out there. Mike Hoskins has got that face. You know, they're just like, I think it's the entitlement. It's the entitled face. The face of, oh shit, this motherfucker. You know, this guy could easily beat the crap out of me. I better spike up, put the shoulders back and act like I know what I'm doing. Bro, I don't know what I'm saying here. Anyway, shout outs also. Before we move on from that one, shout outs to my bro Benji. Now, if you don't know Benji, I've done a podcast with Benji. I've actually done two with him, but I lost another one. Don't get me started, okay? I'm sorry. But shout outs to Benji. So Benji was in charge of, he helped another dude called Josiah as well, and they went out and got the petition. They put it out. They pushed it out on socials to the people. So shout outs to you, my brother. I know I've messaged you, bro, but I just wanted to on wax. I want to say, bro, what a great job you've done, not just for the people now, but our future generations too, man, will remember this. And your name will be synonymous with it, brother. So anyone that I know, I'm going to make sure that I tell them, bro, like, this is the guy. This is the A1 right here. So shout out to you, Benji, brother. Go check him out on socials if you have Benji Timu. Hey, this week, total change of subject. I went to go and watch Jungle Cruise this weekend. If you don't know Jungle Cruise, it's the latest movie from Disney with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, my cousin. No, he's not my cousin. We're not related. We have no relation at all. But it's actually really good. I'm not going to give it away, but it's actually a great movie. Like, if you, I think it's on Disney Plus and the premiere stuff. And I think that you could go and watch it at the movies, but it is really good. See, last time I reviewed a movie on here was Space Jam, and I was like, LeBron, yay! Yay for LeBron! He's the best! But right now I'm kind of like, nah, this is a great movie. And maybe it's because I lust for the strong shoulder muscles of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Okay? But I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to say this. okay, it's probably the best movie that The Rock's done. Yes, I went there. I went there. It's better than Scorpion King. Better than, hey, Gridiron Gangs was pretty dope. Well, I want to know what you guys reckon. What is the best freaking The Rock movie? And don't put no Fast and Furious bullshit in there. You joking. You crazy if you think that. But I think, yeah, it is the best. I believe it is. He's funny. He's kind of figured out how to be the big muscly fella without being an eat-ass, you know? But it's really, like, honestly, it's very, very good. Emily Blunt is in it also. And they have, like, some real legit chemistry. Excuse me. But it's a great movie. It's a great kids movie. I enjoyed it. There's a lot of twists and turns. There's a couple of moments you're like, wow. And here's the moment I want to put out to you, right? Is that this is a Disney movie, okay? So they don't try too hard to, yeah, but there's a gay character on it. They don't really say he's gay, but he does say something. He says a couple of things that you're like, oh, this guy's gay. And that's cool, man. That's the coolest shit out. Like, how many other Disney movies, how many other movies in general where one of the main characters is gay and it's all good and it's like, okay, cool, like let's move on, you know? Yeah, there's not a lot. So in terms of that, I think it's such a cool idea. It's cool to do that. So shout outs to Disney, shout outs to The Rock, my cousin, also to Emily Blunt, my mates. But she's Emily Blunt, I feel, has kind of like, I want to bring this up actually. Excuse me. You know, when you hang out with someone and you start getting their traits, you know what I mean? Like when you get into a relationship, I went out with this girl one time and then all of a sudden she started liking basketball and I was like, okay, maybe I'm an ambassador for the game here. But I feel that Emily Blunt beforehand was pretty vanilla, you know, in terms of her approach. She was pretty just, oh, she's an actress in Hollywood, this is what she does. But I think her husband, is it John Krasinski, the dude that played Jim on The Office, you could see like she has those kind of, like she can quip with people now, and it's really good. I enjoyed it. 8. 8 out of 10 for me. You got two off because The Undertaker should have been in it, and Emily Blunt should have had Wiz Khalifa with her. He needed to make it, and then it would have been a 10 if it was. If it was Emily Blunt hyphen Khalifa, then we would have had a blockbuster. We would have an Oscar. Yeah. Yeah, I was looking through some other things. Oh, the other thing that I want to talk about. Basketball alert. All you basketball people. Oh, not really. It's like a shoe alert thing. Okay, so I was following this Kyrie situation. So for those that don't know, Kyrie Irving, who is a multi-time all-star, is signed with Nike. He does his shoes like that. He had a big cry over the weekend from some of his new Kyries, the Kyrie 8s, which are his signature shoe. They went, they came out, and this is the tweet that he said. He said, I have nothing to do with the design or the marketing for the upcoming Kyrie 8s. In my opinion, they are trash. Right. This is the same guy that believes in flat earth, by the way. He says he doesn't, but he bought it up like he does. I have absolutely nothing to do with them. Nike plans to release them without my okay, regardless of what I say. So I apologize in advance for all my sneakerheads and true supporters of the brand. Ooh, Wait, this guy is always looking for trouble. Oh, not trouble, but he's always looking for some bullshit. Excuse me. And then LaMelo Ball was like, yo, come over to Puma, my G. They just let me do what I want. And then I think Israel Adesanya got on that shit too. He was like, yo. Shout out to Izzy, by the way. If you're listening, Izzy, you know, holler at me on the DMs, brother. I got you. He's not listening. There's no way he's... but yeah, another thing too that I found, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis? Or what? How did I forget that name? How did I... Oh, come on, Timmy. They don't wash their kids, eh? Does anybody see that? They don't wash their kids. They honestly don't wash their kids. They are like they were out on some things, and they were like, "Yo, we don't wash our kids. We wash our kids once a month. Once a month, bruh." Nah, I don't think it's once a month. I was only joking on that one. But yeah, they were going on and on about how they don't wash their kids religiously, bro. Wash your bloody kids, eh? Wash them. Wash the bloody kids, mate. Shit. Yeah, so what's new with me? Man, I'm just house hunting at the moment. I'm house hunting my ass off, man. Looking around for houses. trying to move it up in the game. Trying to settle. That's why, like, this stuff is really cool, because I can just speak to you fellas and get it done. But no, anyway, hey, I put the video for this. So if you're like one of those visual people, you'd like to see the visuals for this. I put the visuals up on Patreon on Sunday night. So as soon as I finish this, I'll upload it to YouTube, and then I'll put it out on socials. Oh, sorry, on my Patreon. But like, the Patreon helps a lot. A lot of you are kind of like, whatever, shut up. You always go on and on about it, but it does. It's $2.50. And what you guys got to understand too is, you know, it's a lot of time and effort to do this kind of shit, man. You guys just think I just do it for nothing? Shit. Got to get paid, man. Give me my $2.50. $2.50 will hook me up. Thank you to everybody that's in the Patreon. Thank you to everybody that's really supporting every month. I'm sorry that I'm coughing up a storm at the moment. We've got 40 patrons at the moment. One of the biggest patrons that I have, his name's Maha, Elastic Man. I just want to give a massive shout out to him. Also to Jamie, Colossus. Who else we got up in here? I'm just getting this list up. Nesians, shout out to the bro Calvin. Paul, Isaac, Cyrus, Martin, oh my bro Martin, shit, my Marty brother, Jesse, Wills, yo Bryson, it comes through to the clutch, bro. Shout outs to you, my G. But no, just shout outs to everybody that has really come through. But for this week, I'm gonna just lay it down. Elastic Man, my bro, bro, he has been supporting me, bro, since the get go. He's been a patron supporter from day one. Shout outs to you, my brother. NZ Jedi is another one that's always, he's the bro that does my merch and things like that. Always supporting. But yeah, I just want to give a huge shout outs to you guys. Thank you also. But yeah, this week on the podcast, I've got the Hori, Jorge Pa Thompson coming on. We're going to be talking about his thing with Rapihi. And just all the stuff that he's going on with that. Oh, let me get it up. Hold on. Not it up, but let me get the who's on. I don't want to get it wrong. But sometimes I do get it wrong when I have to put it up. You know, trying to push it up. We've also got Thankful Thursdays coming through. I can't off the top of my head. I can't remember what we're going to be talking about this week. And excuse me. And I got my bro Case. That's right, Case. Muffin Eats. He's a foodie, Instagrammy fella. And yeah, I gotta get some more mahi in. I've been a bit slack ass at the moment. Anyway, fellas, love you guys all. Thank you for your support. Like I said, if you're keen, come through on the Patreon, help me out for $2.50 a month. Help me out. But if you can't, you can't. I get it. You know, just not boys. It's fine. We're just it's fine. It's fine, guys. But no, thank you so much for your support, fellas. All right, until we catch you guys next. You'll hear me later. But until next Monday, keep it real. And hope you guys have a great week. Welcome to Monday, everybody. Peace.